Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Zvachim Daf Kuf Chof, the last daf of Maseches Zvachim. Don't forget to click on the daf option in order to view a marked daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the daf before the shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur will be commencing from the very bottom of Daf Kuf Yud Tes Amud Beis. You'll notice a bow tie form, Boi, Rabbi Zera, and to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text, a Roman numeral number 1, also in a bow tie. We have a Hesber, an explanation of the structure in the outside margin, the Mivneh. You'll notice a bow tie, Havlotas She'elois O Inyonim Chadoshim. This is designed to enhance or bring out, embolden the new ideas, either questions or new ideas that we will encounter along the way. Yesh Litzayin, there is room to point out that 1 through 3 heim chelik mi mahalach echod shel hagemara. They form different pieces of one train of thought of the Gemara. So bearing that in mind as we go on, 1 through 3 are part of one issue. So we've used these bow ties to help bring out new ideas as they come along, new topics, but 1 through 3 are woven together to form one train of thought. The Gemara, Boi Rabbi Zera, Oilas Bomas Yochid, an Ola dedicated to be brought at a personal altar. Shechnisa Lifnim, it was brought into the Azora of the Mishkan, the courtyard of the Mishkan. And it's pointed out that it was brought in after it was slaughtered outside. And of course we're talking about a time period where personal altars were allowed. However, it was brought into the courtyard after it was slaughtered. And then the Hotzio Lachutz Mahu. And then it was taken out after its slaughtering. In other words, slaughtered outside, brought into the courtyard, and then taken out afterwards. Before we go further in the Gemara, we simply read the scenario. But to appreciate what we are going to encounter, let's take advantage of the topic that we have in the outside margin. We have a nosei klali, a general topic called klita. Klita is a concept of being absorbed within, being that something enters the wall of whatever. It could be Yerushalayim, it could be of the Beis HaMikdash. In our sugya, we're talking about entering the walls of the Azora. Does that mean that it now has all the properties of sacrifices that are ordinarily brought initially into the Azora? The Nosei Mivneh that we see here, we have a topic heading with a structural note featuring triangles. HaGemara Tenaseh Lahashvois She'elas Rabbi Zera Be'inyin. The Gemara will try to compare Rabbi Zera's question with regard to the topic of Oilas Bomas Yochid Shechnisa Lifnim Achar Shechitas V'Chozer V'Otzia, the case of the Ola that was dedicated to a private altar, brought into the Azora after it was previously shechted, slaughtered outside, and then after it was brought in, it was then taken out again. Mi Amrinon De Kolta Mechitzasa. Do we say that the fact that it was brought in, it now becomes withheld, legally withheld, even though you took it out, but it still takes on all the legal properties of that which is demanded by korbanos that are brought in the Azora initially. The Gemara wants to is going to try to compare this question of Rabbi Zeira le machloikis rab over Rav Yosef to a topic over which they had a controversy, beinyan kodshe kodshim, holy, high-level holiness sacrifices, sheshachton bedorom, that were slaughtered in the southern part of the Mizbeach. That is not the correct place for them to be slaughtered. Kodshe kodshim are supposed to be slaughtered in the northern part of the Azara. But given that they were slaughtered in the southern part of the Azara, v'olu the Mizbeach, maho shiyardu, if they were subsequently, the limbs of this sacrifice were subsequently brought onto the Mizbeach, are they to be taken down? Mi amrinon de kulta Mizbeach. Do we say that it's considered absorbed into the Mizbeach, and hence it's not to be taken down? Notice with the markings that we've employed here, the squiggle underline, in the case of Rabbi Zera's question, the question had been, mi amrinon de kulta mechitzta, do the walls of the Azara contain it, absorb it? And here, with regard to our attempt to parallel Rabbi Zera's question to their machlokes, their issue concerns something of a similar nature. Mi amrinon de kulta mizbeach, is it absorbed onto the mizbeach? However, as the Gemara goes on, we'll notice an inverted triangle, which is a push off in this case. It's a hagemara tidche. The Gemara will reject this attempted parallel. Diyesh tzad loymar diein hasugas magbilos. There's room to say that the two topics are not parallel to one another. The topic of Rabbi Zera's question versus the topic over which Rabbah and Rabbi Zera had their controversy. Elo, tiboy le Rabbah, tiboy le Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Zera's question could be raised within Rabbah, and it could be raised also within Rav Yosef, as the Gemara will demonstrate. And that's where you'll see this double underline with dots in it, used to highlight this particular point. So as we turn back to the Gemara, we read the case. We saw an Ola that was dedicated to a private altar that was shechted outside the Azara, brought into the Azara, and then taken outside again. Mi amrinon, do we say, kevan de ayla, since it was brought in, kolta lo mechitzta, notice we call this Aleph, and then we squiggle line the O Dilma in our marking system, we squiggle on the line this type of structure, the O Dilma structure, or for that matter, any time the Gemara presents alternatives to whatever, we like to employ the squiggle underline. So the first side of this question suggests that since it's brought into the boundaries of the Azara, so that's enough to be considered part of the sacrifices of the Azara. And it then will have all the dinim of sacrifices brought initially to the Azara. Or do you say that once it was taken out again, it returns to the status of that which is done outside, that type of carbon which is processed outside? And we saw, of course, in the Mishnah a whole list of differences between the standard that we impose on the sacrifices dedicated to the inside of the Beis HaMikdash, to the courtyard, to be processed there, versus korbanos that are sanctified for the purpose of being brought on a Bomas Yochid. The question here is, even though it was sanctified to be brought on a Bomas Yochid, maybe by bringing it into the Azara, it takes on the dinim, it takes on the restrictions of those kind of korbanos that are dedicated to be brought initially to the Mishkan, to the central Mizbeach. At this point, we see a triangle with the point facing up. As we mentioned earlier, this is going to be an attempt to take Rabbi Zera's question and parallel it to the topic over which Rav and Rav Yosef have a machlekes. This, we also have employed a long marking to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara. You see a little triangle with a dash vertical line. All of these lines form this attempt. So the Gemara asks here, Lav, Hainu Pluto, the Rabbah of Yosef, is it not so that the question that Rabbi Zeira is presenting is in fact the machlokes between Rabbah and Rav Yosef? This not. We have the following Tanaic source. Kotshi Kotshim, Sheshochtam Bedorom, Molen Vahem. The high level sanctity korbanos that were shechted in the southern half of the Azor, which is the incorrect place for shchitas kodshei kodshim, but it was done anyway. If it's subsequently brought onto the mizbeach, it says here sheshochtam b'dor moalin bohem. We say that there still is meila. If the slaughter, the incorrect place of slaughtering, was considered something that would invalidate the korban, namely ruin the korban, then there would be no mi'ila, as there is no mi'ila on animals that drop dead. So that we're, by the fact that it says here that there still is mi'ila, it shows us that this is considered a real slaughtering job, an acceptable slaughtering job to a certain degree. And we don't say that it's ki'ilu, it was strangled. V'baya laho, and the question arose, alu mahu shiyerdu, if they're brought onto the Mizbeach, are they to be taken down? Rabba Omar Yerdu, that the Ola or the Kotshi Kotshim Shishachta Badorom, if they're brought onto the Mizbeach, they, according to Rabba, they should be taken off. Rav Yosef Omar Lo Yerdu. Rav Yosef says, no, they're not to be taken off. According to Rabba, by the fact that he says Yerdu, so we see that we don't say Kolut. According to Rav Yosef, that says once it's brought up, it stays there, it shows you that we say Kolut. If that be the case, so then Rabbi Zera's question, which was also an issue of the Olas Bomas Yochi that was brought into the Mechitzos, into the walls of the Azor of the Mishkan, according to Rabba, if it, once it leaves, it leaves. It's not considered as if it was absorbed in the Mishkan. And according to Rabbi Yosef, who said by the limbs brought up onto the Mizbeach, even though the animal was slaughtered in the south, he said lo yerdu because the Mizbeach was collated, so too the Olas Bomas Yochid will be niklat in the Azora. The Gemara here rejects this attempted parallel, and you'll notice it's a long tachia, a long marking. To the immediate right hand side of the Gemara you see a dalid with the inverted triangle and a long dashed vertical line. This, all these lines of Gemara form the Dechia. Tiboy l'Rabba, tiboy l'Rav Yosef. The question of Rabbi Zera could be raised within Rabba's Shita and within Rav Yosef's Shita. Tiboy l'Rabba. The question can be asked according to Rabba. Ad kan lo koma Rabba el b'mizbeach. Up till now, Rabba himself spoke about the idea of kolut or not kolut, more specifically not kolut, that's with regard to the mizbeach, the altar itself. And the reason for that is the chazi le mekadesh, the lo chazi lo mekadesh, that which is deemed to be fit is sanctified by being brought on the mizbeach, that which is not fit is not sanctified by the mizbeach. Aval mechitza, afagav de lo chazi le kolta, but a mechitza, even if something's not fit for it, maybe it has the power of absorbing it. Or possibly it doesn't make any difference. And therefore, whatever Rabba says by the limbs of the kochi kochim shechted in the dorum, he would say the same thing by the olas bomas yochid that was shechted outside. So that piece is, as far as Rabba, that's left as a question. What would Rabba's opinion be? Rav Yosef, well, we should actually read Tiboy the Rav Yosef. The question could be raised even within Shitas Rav Yosef. Ad kan lo kor Rav Yosef hosam. There, Rav Yosef said that if the limbs go up, they stay there. Elo dechad mokoim hu. the thing was shechted in the south, but it was in the same place, the same mokum, namely within the Azora, being in the same place where it should have been shechted in the first place. So maybe that's a case of something that's not so severe, and therefore he would say that if it's brought onto the Mizbeach, lo yerdu, because the whole thing took place in one location, in the Azora. Aval hocha, the tray mekomos ninu lo. But over here, when you're dealing with the olas vomas yochid, you're dealing with something that was brought outside initially, was shechted outside, and it's then brought inside, so it's two places. So aval hocha, the tray mekomos ninu lo. There, we wouldn't say that it's niklat, that it's absorbed within. Oy dilma lo shnor. Maybe it makes no difference. Teku. So this issue remains unresolved. Milsa de pshita le rabo bechad yisa, Rabbi Yosef bechad yisa, miboy le Rabbi Yanai. That which was simple, that was obvious to Rabba on one side, and to Rabbi Yosef on the other side, is a matter of a question that bothered Rabbi Yanai. The boy Rabbi Yanai. This is a third topic that will tie into this previous discussion. Rabbi Yanai asked, and before we go further, if we just glance at the outside margin, we have a nosei, She'ilas Rabbi Yanai, Evorei Oilas Bomas Yochid Sholem Mizbeach Ma'o She'erdu. The limbs of an Ola that was dedicated to a private altar, let's say it's brought up on the Mizbeach, is it to be taken down? The boy Rabbi Yanai, Evorei Oilas Bomas Yochid She'olu Lamizbeach Mahu She'erdu. It's worth pointing out our note on the outside and the inside margin. We have written Yesh Litzayin Shesheilas Rabbi Zero Li El. Rabbi Zero's question before Hoya Benosei Klitas Mechitzos had to do with the ability of the walls to absorb that which was brought into their confines. Usheilas Rabbi Yanai Hocha, the Sheila of Rabbi Yanai over here, Beinyan Klitas Mizbeach, deals with the ability of the Mizbeach to withhold things brought onto it. Doima Linyonim Sharaba Rav Yosef. This is parallel to the issues that the issue that Rabba and Rav Yosef had stated their opinion on. Remember, they stated their opinion on the case of Kochi Koshim that was Shoftim Adorom. What is the din with regard to the Mizbech being collate them, where Rabba said it comes off the Mizbech doesn't withhold it or absorb it, and Rav Yosef says lo yerdu, whereby the Mizbech does hold it. So in this sense, Rav Yanai is going along those lines, the same issue of klitas Mizbeach. So he raises his question about the limbs of an Ola that was dedicated to a private altar. Let's say these limbs were then brought onto the Mizbeach. There's another point that we want to emphasize, that the issue of Shaloi B'Mekoima, namely the Ola being done at a Bomas Yochid, that's an example of Shalo B'Mekoma. With regard to a Boma Gedola, is like the case of Kotshe Kotshim that were Shechted Badorom. So, and that was the issue that Rabba and Rav Yosef were dealing with before. So that you have this element of Shalo B'Mekomo in both cases. So Rav Yanai's question concerns the Evorei Olas Bomas Yochid She'olu L'Mizbeach. Are they to be taken down? Hecho de'lo moshlo bohen ha'ur lo tiboy aloch. Where the fire did not take hold of the limbs, so there is no question. And if the fire did not take hold of the limbs, so the limbs of this Olas Bomas Yochid can be taken off the Mizbeach. Ki tiboy aloch, when does the question arise? Hecha the moshla bohen ha'ur, mai. Where these limbs of this olas bomas yochid started to burn on the mizbeach. That's moshla ben ha'ur. What's the din then? Teku. It's unresolved. Itmar. We're going to be following Girsus Rashi in this Gemara. Itmar, Oilas Bomas Yochid She Shochta Balayla. An Ola that was dedicated to be brought at a private altar that was shechted at night. Nighttime in general, when it comes to standard Beis HaMikdash procedure, the nighttime is not the time for Avodas Kodshim. So here you have it was shechted at night. On the outside margin, the Nosei heading, we have a Machlokes Rav Shmuel, I Oilas Bomas Yochid, Boy Lios Biyom Davka, O Kosher Af Balayla. They will be arguing about whether the Ola dedicated to a private altar needs to be brought specifically by day, or possibly even at night. This question, of course, would never be asked in the case of standard korbanos, because in the case of standard korbanos, it's very clear that the nighttime is not the time for sacrificial activity. Nevertheless, Rav Yanai, the Gemara presents the case of the Olas Bo Miyochid that was shechted at night, and we have Rav and Shmuel arguing. Chad Omar Kshera, according to Rav, it's kosher. The Chad Omar Shmuel says psula. The Komifligi, the Rabbi Elazar, and their argument is within the Shita of Rabbi Elazar. The Rabbi Elazar Romi Kroyadodi. Rabbi Elazar raised a seeming contradiction between two psukim dealing with the issue of a bomas yochid. Ksiv, one pasuk says, Vayomer Begadetem Golu Elai Hayom Even Gedola. So we see the need for Yom. Uksiv, there's another pasuk that says, Vayomer Shol Putsu Ba'om Vamartem Lohem Hagishu Elai Ish Sherov Ish Seu Ushadetem Boze Vachadem Lo Sechatol Hashem Lechol Hadam Vayagishu Kol Om Ish Shoro biado halayla vayishchatu sham. Here we've emphasized only the one word. The word we need is halayla. So it seems to be things are kosher at night. The pasuk had said at the end, it's ish vayagishu kol ha'am ish shor biado halayla vayishchatu sham. Mar mishani. Shmuel will respond, Kan b'chulin, Kan b'kotchim. When you're dealing with chulin, so then the nighttime poses no restriction. If you're dealing with the kotchim, then the daytime is ma'akev, even with regard to kotche boma ketana. You require daytime. Umar Mishani, Rav, in resolving these two psukim, explains, Kan Bekoche Boma Gedola, Kan Bekoche Boma Ketana. Where do you require day? That's things that is regarding sacrifices dedicated to the large, to the central altar. And this idea goes so far as to say, even if he offered it on a boma ketana while still day. Let's say that more accurately. This halacha of kotche boma gedola is not limited to kotche boma gedola, but the need for day it includes things that were offered on a boma ketana. Where you see an acceptance of night, that's kan b'kotche boma ktana. That's a reference to things that were sanctified initially for a boma ktana. So if we go over this distinction, according to Rav, you require day for things that were sanctified initially for the boma gedola. Even if later on you happen to offer it at the boma ktana, you still would require day. the pasuk that indicates the nighttime is acceptable, that's referring to things that were sanctified, dedicated to be brought at a boma katana initially. Before we go on in the Gemara itself, we have a topic heading. Machlokis Rav Rabbi Yochanan, I oilas bomas yochid boy hefshid v'nituach olo. Does an ola offering that's dedicated to a private altar require the process of skinning and dismembering into separate limbs, which was the case in a standard korban ola brought in the Beis HaMikdash, that it requires hefshit v'nituach? Itmar, olas bomas yochid. The topic heading that we see on the side, we mentioned before, does a ola dedicated to a private altar require hefshit v'nituach? So Rav Omar ein tuuno hefshit v'nituach. Rav Yochanan Omar tuuno, it requires hefshit v'nituach. V'komiflegi b'Rav Yosi Aglili. The machlokes amoroim between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan is within the Tanaic Shita of Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Desanya, Rabbi Yosi Aglili omer, oila shehikrivu Yisrael b'midbar. B'midbar is a reference to Mount Sinai. The ola that the Jews offered while they were on at Mount Sinai for Kabbalah Satorah, ein tuuno hefshif nituach. That did not require skinning and dismembering. Shein hefshet v'nituach ela me'oil moyed ve'elech. The need for hefshet v'nituach was from the Mishkan onwards, and the Mishkan had not yet been set up at the time of Kabbalah Satorah. Mor sovar, Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion me'oil moyed ve'elech. From the point of the Mishkan onwards, there is a need for hefshet v'nituach, lo shna boma gedoyla v'lo shna boma ketana, without any difference made between things dedicated to a central boma or to a private boma. Umor savar, Rav is of the opinion, b'boma gedoyla in, b'boma ketana lo, that the Rabbi Yossi Glivi, who says that from oil moed onwards, there's a requirement for hefshet v'nituach, that's only insofar as olos that are dedicated to the central boma, the central altar, not with regard to olos dedicated to private bomas. Before we go further, we have a structural note regarding a new symbol that's about to appear, the volcano symbol. It's explained under the Mivneh heading, Dvorim Shebein and Dvorim Sheshovsa. Points of difference and points of similarity. Bein Boma Gedola Liktana, between the central Mizbeach that was in the Mishkan versus the private altar at the time that private altars were allowed. The Gemara goes on, Tanya Kavosei de Rabbi Yochanan. We have a Tanaic source supporting Rabbi Yochanan that there is a need for Hefshet v'nituach, even for olas that were dedicated to private altars. Before we read the source, we can skip to toward the end of the source. You'll see a Roman numeral number 2 in parentheses, at which point the source is dealing with things that are similar between a boma gedola and a boma katana, and the point number 2 that you see featured there in the dashed underline is hefshet v'nituach begedola uketana, that there's a need for skinning and dismembering, whether it be the central mizbeach or the private altar. Turning to the source itself, there are numerous elements that are in the source, but we have emphasized through the markings the main reason, the primary or the only reason that this source is being brought into this discussion. So the Gemara continues with the source which supports Rabbi Yochanan that says that a boma ketana ola needs hefshet v'nituach. Dvorim shebein boma gedola boma ketana. Points of difference between the central altar in the Mishkan versus the private altar at the time of Heter Habomas. The differences are Karen, the Kevesh, the Yesod, the Ribua, the Boma Gedola. There, if with regard to the central Mizbech, there's a need for the Keren is a reference to the corner of the Mizbeach. This is a reference to the need to apply the blood of the korbonus, of the korban chatas, for example, at the corner. And there's also a reference to the need for keren. This was discussed in the Gemara way back on Daf Samach Beis, Omer Aleph, in this Masechta, where the issue of keren came up. And there, the Gemara had mentioned that the Pasuk makes the Pasuk says by the keren is Kronos HaMizbeach. And the Kronos HaMizbeach is a reference to having corners on the top of the Mizbeach. So that is a need, having corners on the top of the Mizbeach, when it comes to a central Mizbeach. And it's on those corners that certain sacrificial blood was applied. But the need to have corners is something only by the central Mizbeach, but not by a private Mizbeach, not by a private altar. Kevesh is a ramp. The Yesod is the base that sticks out at the bottom of the Mizbeach, as we've discussed in many previous sugyas. Viribua, the need for it to be square. These things are not necessary by the Bama Ketana. V'ein keren v'yisod keven ribua b'bama ketana. Kior v'kano b'bama gedola. The need for the water tank from which the Kohanim wash their hands. And its base, the kano, the base of the kior. This is something necessary by the central Mizbeach. V'ein kior v'kano b'bama ketana. Chozev v'shok b'bama gedola. The separating, the tithing of the Chozev Hashok is something that one does regarding korbanos brought at the central Mizbeach. V'ein Chozev Hashok v'bama ketana. That's not done, it's not removed and separated from the sacrifice when dealing with a bama ketana. The Chozev Hashok in general was a gift given to the Kohen. And the Pasuk says, Tenufa lifnei Hashem, so that the whole need for separating the Chozev Hashok and waving it and then giving it to the Kohen is something only lifnei Hashem, that's at the central Mizbeach. Dvarim shishavso b'magdolo l'b'magtana, points of similarity. Shechita b'b'magdolo uktana, there's a necessity for shechting the sacrifices at both locations. Hefshit v'nituach b'gdolo uktana, and as we pointed out before, this is the line that for which we brought in the source. This is the support to Rabbi Yochanan, that skinning and dismembering of Ola sacrifices is similar by a Boma Gdola and a Ketana. Dam, the Zrikas Adam Matir Umefagel, serves as allowing the meat to be eaten. And the Zrikas Adam also is something at which point Pigul is established, whether it be a korban at a boma gedola or a boma ktana. Mumin uzman begdola uktana, that blemishes ruin a korban, whether it be at a korban brought at a central mizbeach or at a private altar. In both cases, mumin will invalidate the korban. Zman is a reference to time frame within which to consume the sacrificial meat. Applies to sacrifices at both the central Mizbeach and the private altar. The following Dibur HaMaskil is from the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Gimel Amar Aleph. Avol Noisar Vazman Vatome Shovin Boze Uboze. Issues of leftover meat, that's Noisar or Zman. And time issues and Tumah are practiced or binding both with regard to a Boma Gedola and a Boma Ketana. Tana Rabbanan, Minayin la'asois zman be Boma Ketana ke Boma Gedola. From where do we know that the halachas regarding time frame in which to eat the meat, and if one doesn't consume it within the time frame, it becomes posel as nosar, that this applies to a private altar as it is practiced with regard to the central altar. Because if we're looking for a source that time is a factor, because there's grounds to think otherwise. And the following is an expression of those thoughts. The Ha'omra Torah, the Torah says, Lon Yisoreif. Lon is meat that was left over, that's Nosar. The Yotze Yisoreif, and meat that left the Azora when it shouldn't have. It too is to be burnt. Ma Yotze Kosher Bebama, just like with regard to Yotze, when you're dealing with a private altar, there is no halach of Yotze, because Yotze means that it left the precinct in which it has to remain. But when you're dealing with a Bama Ktana, every place is its acceptable place. So just like Yotze is a non-factor when it comes to a Bama Ktana, Rashi puts it this way. He says at the bottom, Ma Yotze Kosher Bama Ktana Sharei Kishera Beloy Mechitzas. There's no fence or boundary or wall when you're dealing with a private altar. So there's no concept of exiting when there's no wall in the first place. This is, of course, different than the case of the Azora, where there is a wall or curtains that form a courtyard. There is an issue of exiting. But in the case of a private altar, just like lawn, just like we see Nosar and Yotze are to be burnt in general, but in the case of a private altar, Yotze is a non-problem. Aflon kosher bebama. I will make the association between the two, just like we did a moment before. So in a case where Yotze poses no problem, it may be argued that lon, the nosar, also poses no problem. At this point, though, the Brisa makes a turnaround. V'lav kal v'chomer hu me'ofos. Can we not, however, make a kal v'chomer type logic, present kal v'chomer logic to indicate that Zman certainly will ruin the korban in the case of a Bama Ktana, and that kal v'chomer will be made using the bird offering as a jump-off point. Ma oifos she'ein hamun poisel bohen, Zman poisel bohen. Mind you, in the case of birds, blemishes do not ruin a bird offering. Only missing limbs will ruin a bird offering. So we say that in the case of a bird offering, where a mum doesn't ruin it, however, zman posel bohen, where the bird is left beyond its time, it becomes nosar. Kotshe v'omaktana shehamum posel bohen. With regard to private altars, we know blemishes do ruin the sacrifices dedicated there, even though it's a private altar. So here we see a greater stringency. We mum does posel, eino din shizman posel bohen, then all the more so, zman, the noser factor, noser as a psul, will ruin the sacrifice in the case of a bama ktana. So through the kal v'chomer, we see that noser is a psul even when you're dealing with a bama ktana. However, you can argue to the contrary, namely that ofos cannot serve as a basis for deriving information concerning a bama ktana. Ma lo ofos shekein ein hazar kosher bohen. In the case of ofos, we can say that zman posels because a zar, a non-kohen, is not acceptable in processing a bird sacrifice. Tomar bebama ketana shazar kosher ba. However, should you say the same thing with regard to a private altar where there is a leniency? A non-kohen is acceptable to officiate at a bama ketana. Hoyo v'hazar kosher ba lo yehei zman posel ba. Since a non-kohen is acceptable, it may be argued that time passage also does not render a sacrifice invalid. Talmud Lomar, therefore, the posuk comes to settle the matter. V'zois teras zeva hashlamim. This posuk its role is la'asois zman boma ketana kizman boma gedola, to teach us to treat the issue of time and the passage of time, the lapse in time, with regard to a boma ketana, the same way we treat the lapse in time with regard to sacrifices brought at a boma gedola. And just like at a boma gedola, the lapse in time, if meat is left over beyond its acceptable time, it becomes pasul. So too in the case of sacrifices brought at a boma ketana. With that, we conclude our shiur and the entire masechta for now.